This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China says the international community should support chances for positive developments in Afghanistan rather than impose sanctions on the Taliban. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin told reporters the international community should encourage and promote the development of the situation in Afghanistan in a positive direction, support peaceful reconstruction, improve the well-being of the people, and enhance its capacity for independent development. China, which shares a narrow border with Afghanistan, has seized on the ugly scenes at Kabul Airport to redouble its harsh criticism of U.S. actions in the country, particularly in its attempt to install a Western-style democracy. Beijing has kept open its embassy in Kabul and sought to maintain friendly relations with the Taliban. U.S. military troops flying around the clock have managed their biggest day of airlifts out of Afghanistan by far. But deadly violence that has blocked many desperate Afghans and foreigners from entering Kabul's airport persisted Monday, and the Taliban signaled they may insist on the airlifts ending at the end of the month. The White House says 28 U.S. military flights carried out about 10,400 people to safety over 24 hours. It ended early Monday. 15 C-17 flights over the 12 hours after that brought out another 6,600. Australia's Prime Minister says Australian and New Zealand officials evacuated more than 650 people from Kabul Airport over Monday night. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said Tuesday that five flights had left the airport in the busiest day of Australian involvement in evacuation since the Taliban took control of the country. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris delivered a sharp rebuke to China for its incursions in the South China Sea, warning its actions there amount to coercion and intimidation, and affirming that the U.S. will support its allies in the region against Beijing's advances. The speech sought to cement the U.S. commitment to supporting its allies in an area of growing importance to the Biden administration, which has made countering China's influence globally a centerpiece of its foreign policy. Harris, who was on a week-long swing through Southeast Asia, declared that the U.S. stands with the allies and partners in the face of threats from China. The representatives of Russia and South Korea for the six-party talks met in Seoul Tuesday to discuss stalled nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. The Russian deputy foreign minister and South Korean special representative for Korean Peninsula Peace and Security Affairs held a meeting at the Plaza Hotel amid Pyongyang's threats against Seoul and Washington over the ongoing combined military drills. The U.S. special envoy for North Korea had met with on Monday, where they discussed possible ways to facilitate diplomacy, but did not announce any specific plans. The U.S. has given full approval to the COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer. The Food and Drug Administration's decision on Monday may help lift public confidence in vaccinations as the nation battles the most contagious coronavirus mutant yet. The FDA has never before had so much evidence to judge the shot's safety. More than 200 million doses have already been administered in the U.S. since emergency use began in December. The decision could push some vaccine holdouts toward getting the shots. It could also spur more vaccine mandates by companies, universities, and local governments. Hawaii's governor is urging residents and potential visitors to limit travel to the islands to essential business while the state struggles to control the outbreaks, the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Governor David Ige wants to curtail travel to Hawaii through the end of October. In his words, it's a risky time to be traveling right now. Israeli warplane struck several targets in the Gaza Strip, according to the Israeli military, in the late hours Monday, saying it was responding to the launches of incendiary balloons that caused at least three blazes in southern Israel. The military said it struck a Hamas military base. There were no reports of casualties. The airstrike came several hours after the incendiary balloons were launched into Israel by activists linked to Gaza's ruling Hamas militant. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.